Just like the alpha male, the alpha female is driven to perfection in all areas of her life. Family, career, relationships, nothing will stand in the alpha female's way when she wants to get something done. Lindy Lewis taps into a story that will resonate with many women in her book, Recovering Alpha Female. A longtime overachiever, Lindy was driven to win at all costs. It became incredibly important to perform for others in order to get their approval. After engaging in the work Lindy describes in the book, she was able to uncover her authentic self that was buried under years of productivity. Lindy has learned to stop, slow down, and stop focusing energy on the right car, right job, and perfect-sized jeans. Lindy hopes her book will inspire women to step out of the shadows of who they should be in order to radiate the light of who they truly are. Lindy, your book is called Recovering Alpha Female. Before we get into it, explain to us what exactly an alpha female is and how is that defined?
Sure. An alpha female is what I still am. It's this type A personality, driven hard, constantly looking for external credit, accolades, achievements, accomplishments, all of these things that somehow make you feel valued.
Well, you weren't always an alpha female. You write about being a young girl drawing peace signs with nail polish. That cracked me up.
Yeah.
You go on to say, Lindy, that over time you were changed into someone else. What changed you and who had you become?
Yeah, it's interesting. This type A overachieving woman, I was super excellent in corporate America. I mean, I did well and I loved it and I loved that fast pace and that drive. Before we get to that, I'll just let you know that, you know, what happened is I was faced with a divorce, a disease, and I have multiple sclerosis. What happened is it was quite a humbling block. I ended up learning or having to completely retool everything that I knew about this sense of value that I would get from the external. And it tapped me back into my roots when I was a young girl. And when I was a little girl, again, growing up, I used to just make peace and love signs, and I'd paint them with fingernail polish on pieces of tree bark, and I'd go out in nature, and I'd find rocks and stones, and I'd give them to my family, friends, neighbors, anybody who'd take one. And I started conditioning myself because these little, you know, pieces of art and soul, as I call them, they weren't really noticed in the external world. They weren't really valued. So I would start to you know, condition this alpha side of me, which is my personality. It's a great, great gift. It's charismatic. It's focused, energized. It gets this done on the planet, but it just doesn't always allow you to be and just to come from that softer, more compassionate, nurturing side that we have as a female naturally.
Is being alpha comparable to being and living in an external state?
That's a great question. You know, this is sort of my way of incorporating it into my life. But yes, the alpha female is completely that one is externally defined. She's out there, she's pushing, she's looking for the next thing and always just driving forward. And you're missing the moment in that process oftentimes. You're missing those gentle, quiet touches in a partnership or with your child. It's a fast-paced life. And it seems to be that's the culture we're in as well.
Do you find that the term alpha is really just another word for masculine?
I love this question. It is absolutely it is the masculine side of me. I'm a very masculine female. I get things done. I'm an overachieving, driven personality, and I love that side of me. But what's been fun to discover, like I say, I got this disease, and I had the divorce, and then I ended up having a child with dyslexia and all kinds of learning challenges. And I was just completely in overwhelm and massively exhausted and wondering how I was going to come out again. And what's been so fun is discovering this open-hearted, loving, compassionate soul that can walk a little softer on the planet.
And let's be clear, it doesn't mean that we are going to become subservient, meek women.
No, ma'am. Truly, I love that. No, I went through that process because I called it, you know, my tagline with this particular book is moving into grace. And it's this process of discovering grace and what it does to the mind and the body. You know, you accept it, but it's progress, not perfection. You really let go of some of the control. You tap into the the wisdom around you, you recognize that it's collaboration, not competition, that truly gives you the value and aspects that we need more of on the planet. But it is it's a masculine energy that gets the things done. So for me, it's funny, I'm writing the book right now called The Alphaholic. It's about the alphaholic. So it's this whole concept of, oh, no, I am not recovered. It is recovering. And I think I will be the rest of my life. So it's just this daily practice of a sort of ushering in that balance between your type A and your softer side, or the masculine and the feminine, so to speak. And it's not feminist. I mean, the feminist to me seems far more forceful. This is that lovely nature that we women tend to have. And it's that natural nurture that we can offer. And we all, you know, have that duality. And the beautiful side that I've discovered is it's just so much more accepting. I think this has been such a journey of self-acceptance. Like, it's just this process of unconditionally allowing myself to be who I am. I know that these are very important tools in managing the MS in the body for me. I have the disease, and I do take a Western therapy, and I'm so grateful we have Western medicine. But all of the symptoms I manage more with this slowing down and the softening of living and sort of a gentler style of life. And the interesting thing, you know, back to your question about being masculine and will we be meek? And I find that coming from this place of the feminine, the loveliness of that energy is far more powerful. It's far more inspirational. It's not the information that tends to shift people. It's more that inspiration. It's walking your talk. It's holding space for others to go through their process without judgment and more acceptance.
Linda, you have a line in the book that really resonated with me. You say, quote, "I am here to tell you that being is every bit as much a verb as doing." That really, really resonated with me. Would you expand on that concept for us?
Yeah, it's a hard one for the alpha and just our fast world to allow, but it is a verb. Being is a very important verb, and this is that place where you can allow other people to go through their own processes and ups and downs and, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly that we all have. And when you can come from this place of being, you're holding space for these people. You're the container for people around you to have these experiences, and it just creates this a very natural process of grace.
Before I let you go, tell us what your website is and how our listeners can learn a little bit more about you and get a copy of the book. Of course, they can go on BalboaPress.com, but I know you have your own website as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, they can either just look me up, LindyLewis.com, or LetYourColorOut.com. So Let Your Color Out is really the process that I am writing about now in The Alphaholic. And it's just learning to manage your own stuff and be the most beautiful, unique soul and colorful soul that you can be on the planet. And I just hope to inspire other women to step in and to celebrate their wisdom that they have if they allow themselves to get quiet and find it.